Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the members of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us.
Luke chapter 7, verses 44 through 48 in the Common English Bible says this: Jesus turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? When I entered your home, you didn't give me water for my feet, but she wet my feet with tears and wiped them with her hair. You didn't greet me with a kiss, but she hasn't stopped kissing my feet since I came in. You didn't anoint my head with oil, but she has poured perfumed oil on my feet. This is why I tell you that her many sins have been forgiven, so she has shown great love. The one who is forgiven little loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." There are times that I would like to know more than what the Bible tells us. The story of the woman anointing the feet of Jesus is just such an occurrence. Something must have occurred earlier in the day between her and Jesus. We're not told about any encounter, but it had to have happened. Why else would she barge into someone's house with a jar of perfumed ointment to anoint Jesus' feet? Just seeing him causes such emotion that she begins to cry. The only thing we know about her is that society labeled her a sinner. My guess is that earlier in the day, Jesus had talked to her with warmth and acceptance. In that encounter, Jesus must have showed her how much he cared, that he saw her not as a sinner, but as a person with hurts and pain. He would have let her know that God loved her. It was likely the first time in a long time, if ever, something like that had happened in her life. She would have been used to being shunned by the good people of the town. This encounter filled her with such joy that she had to do something to say thank you. This is why she came to the house of Simon the Pharisee with perfumed ointment. Following the anointing, she heard an even more impressive word from Jesus. He said, "Your sins are forgiven." She walked into that gathering labeled by all a sinner and walked out clean and new. This story makes me ask, how often am I really grateful for what God has done and is doing in my life? Many days I say a quick thank you to God, but that is different from the actions of this woman. I rarely feel so overwhelmed by the message of love and forgiveness God gives that I feel compelled to do something as a way of saying thank you. Yet, when I think about it, it is pretty amazing that God loves me as I am and offers love and forgiveness to me every day. I need to learn from this woman to be more aware and grateful and to share that joy as a way of saying thanks. It reminds me of a woman that volunteered a lot at a church. She was not a member, but helped in so many service projects. One day I asked her why. She responded, "God is so amazing, I just need to do something to say thanks." There was more to the story, but I never learned it. But one thing was clear, something wonderful had happened to her or someone she loved, and it motivated her to give in thanks in a real, practical way. So remember how much God loves you. Let it fill you with joy and amazement. Hear, "Your sins are forgiven." Then ask, "What can I do to say thanks?" Let's pray. Loving God, you love us and forgive us. We are in awe of your grace. Let us never forget this wonderful gift and how it changed our lives. We may not be able to anoint Jesus' feet, but we ask that you guide us in how we can share this love with others as a sign of our gratitude. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This devotional was written by Bill Green and read by Don King.
Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. I'm Reverend Sarah Slack, Associate Pastor at First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Our church is a vital, vibrant congregation, sharing the love of Jesus Christ to our community and to God's world. This podcast was written and produced by the people of our congregation. To know more about this ministry or other ministries of our church, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, S-T, church.org. Join us again for the next episode. And until then, bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you most generous friends.